Faith and Doubt, the Victorian Age.
Be near me when my light is low, when the blood creeps and the nerves prick and tingle, and the heart is sick and all the wheels of being slow. Be near me when the sensuous frame is racked with pangs that conquer trust, and time a maniac scattering dust, and life a fury slinging flame. Be near me when my faith is dry, and men the flies of latter spring that lay their eggs and sting and sing and weave their petty cells and die. Be near me when I fade away to point the term of human strife, and on the low, dark verge of life, the twilight of eternal day.
Alfred Tennyson grieves for his lost friend Arthur Hallam, and in the process utters a great cry of doubt and fear. Perhaps life is merely a cosmic accident, meaningless. Perhaps there is no eternal father strong to save. The Victorian age is one of extreme contrasts. Huge and growing wealth, grinding squalor in the new industrial towns, confident self-belief in the building of empire, and creeping doubt about the truth of religion as Darwin's ideas take hold. Even before the reign of Queen Victoria, who came to the throne in 1837, social and political change was in the air. Georgian values, conservative, generalised, laissez-faire, were giving way before the pressures of industrial development and the growth of liberal beliefs. The fast-expanding manufacturing towns of the Midlands and the North demanded parliamentary representation, while progressive groups proclaimed the evils of slavery. These advocates of progress were rewarded in 1832 by the Great Reform Bill, which began the long march towards universal suffrage, and by the abolition of slavery in the following year. It is hardly surprising that the novel became the great literary vehicle for many of these new ideas. In effect, it took the place of the drama. But where 18th-century novelists satirised folly and vanity, the Victorians attacked specific social abuses and unjust institutions, documenting the dangers of progress when it became mechanical and inhuman.